on Wednesday, August 17. Proposals are due from Bethlehem Steel and United States Steel on the 185,000-ton structural steel contract, the largest single structural steel contract ever awarded.
Both of these firms gave a budget which we all agreed was relatively good. In fact, we based our judgments on the feasibility on those budgets. They were both at about $95 a ton. Well, the $95 a ton that they had budgeted and we had budgeted in those days came in after 30, 60, 90 days of their preparing. They both came in at about $120 a ton. When you have such a large building, you can't find anybody who can give you competitive pricing against anyone else. This almost sabotaged the whole project. There were sections of the buildings that were totally different, like the exterior columns were welded plates. The floors are trusses. What we call the harps were made of high-strength steel, very high-strength steel for a commercial project. And there were very few people who could deal with that in fabrication or knew much about it. So we, with Les's help, split the steel award into 11 parts. 11 basic contracts, assigning each package to firms that we thought specialized in that particular kind of work. We gave the welded outside framework and columns to an outfit that built Pullman cars and had built ships during the war earlier. And we gave the trusses to truss manufacturers. And we broke it down into some ordinary steel, and lo and behold, ultimately, we brought it in at $95 a ton.